From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. A petition by American diplomats who disagree with the Obama administration's Syria policy was distributed on the State Department's so-called dissent channel, intended to give U.S. Foreign Service professionals an opportunity to express their candid views even if they conflict with established government policy without fear of attribution or reprisals. VOA State Department correspondent Pam Dawkins.
This stands in stark contrast to the current U.S. policy, which is focused mainly on assisting rebels in fighting Islamic State and al-Nusra, and also working on a diplomatic front for a political transition in Syria. There have been indications of unhappiness with this policy before within the State Department, but the concern that the ceasefire, which enacted earlier this year, has largely frayed and is near collapse, and also the concern that the Russian-backed Syrian regime has shown little interest in a political transition and has continued its airstrikes against rebels, seems to have taken this to a new level.
VOA's Pam Dawkins. Secretary of State John Kerry told reporters in Copenhagen on Friday that he would discuss the memo when he returned to Washington. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has slammed Russia for bombing U.S.-backed opposition forces in southern Syria, calling the actions problematic. Mr. Carter also suggested the Russian military did not properly use the communication line that was established between the two countries to prevent safe U.S. and Russian air operations over Syria. The United States has criticized Russia's tactics and operational activities in Syria on a number of occasions and has repeatedly refused to work with Russian forces in the country. This is VOA News. Russia's track and field team has been banned from the Summer Olympic Games in Rio de Janeiro. The global body that governs track and field competition, the IAAF, says Russia has not done enough to restore confidence in its athletes in the wake of a doping scandal. Travis Tigert is head of the U.S. Anti-Doping Association.
And look, it's not too late for athletes to stand up and do the right thing and hold the sport leaders that caused this harm, their inability to compete internationally for the last several months and now including the Olympic Games, to hold the leaders accountable, ensure that they never do this again.
Russian track and field athletes have been barred from international competition for the past 7 months after a report by the World Anti-Doping Agency accused Russia of a government-run doping program. International Olympic Committee is expected to discuss the IAAF decision on Tuesday. As Russian President Vladimir Putin told an international audience in St. Petersburg that Russia wants to improve its ties with Europe and the United States, the EU and the U.S. renewed economic sanctions on Moscow for another year. Those sanctions were put in place after Russia annexed Ukraine's Crimean Peninsula in 2014. According to the U.S. Defense Department, Afghan citizens feel less secure now than at any time in the recent past, as civilian casualties rise to their highest level in 7 years. A survey of Afghan citizens indicated 42% believe security is worse now than the period when the Taliban ruled from 1996 to 2001. Tens of thousands have fled militant attacks in southern Niger. This month's further straining resources, Jennifer Lazuda reports.
Ahead of World Refugee Day Monday, UN agencies say rapid assistance is needed for the more than 2.7 million people displaced by Boko Haram insurgency in the Lake Chad Basin over the past 3 years. The UN Refugee Agency has called it the fastest growing displacement crisis in Africa. Security continues to deteriorate in southeast Niger following a fresh spate of attacks by Boko Haram this month. Tens of thousands of people have flooded the city of Diffa after militants attacked the border town of Boso. Diffa was already hosting 240,000 displaced people, many of them from Nigeria. WFP distributed 15-day emergency food rations to more than 1,400 newly displaced people. More food aid is on its way. Jennifer Lazuda for VOA News, Dakar.
The major U.S. stock market averages slipped more than 1% to close out a volatile week of trading. Year-to-date, the S&P 500 up just over 1%. Get more news at voanews.com and on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.